My name is Shirley Stashko, and I'm here today in the home of Amelia, otherwise known as Min Herson, at Baptiste Lake, April the 18th, 2016. Could you give us your complete name, Min?
My name is Amelia Vera Herson, okay. And known as Min.
Known as Min. Your maiden name?
And my maiden name was Holochak, Holochak. My father's name was Roman Holochak. My mother's name was Juliana Yakimik Ni Yaremko. I was born on March the 23rd, 1932, in Edmonton, Alberta. My husband's name was John Herson.
Okay, very good. So today you have decided to tell us the story of your mom.
Yes, it's the story of my mother, Juliana Yaremko Holochak Yakimik. My mother was born, Julie was born in Subotiv, Ukraine in 1907. In 1926, she married Roman Holochak in the Ukraine. Her husband traveled to Canada and was in Canada for 2 years and saved enough money to bring his wife, Julia, to Canada. She arrived in Canada on January the 1st, 1931. She did not know the English language at all. In 1930, her husband, Roman, contracted tuberculosis and was in the TB sanatorium in Calgary. Julia lived in a small room at friend's home in North Edmonton. It was during the Depression. There was no jobs to be had or nothing available for her, so she was on relief. And she had an interpreter at the government relief station, and she was told that she was able to travel by train to Calgary to visit her husband. She is pregnant with child. In 1932, she gave birth to daughter Amelia all alone. While she was in labor, she took the streetcar from North Edmonton to the old Royal Alec Hospital on March the 23rd, 1932. In April of 1933, her husband passed away in Calgary. Now widowed, but considered a non-person, and through the interpreter at the relief station, is advised that she will be deported back to the Ukraine and that her daughter will be placed in an orphanage in Edmonton. With the help of her friends, she leaves Edmonton and hides from the authorities until her uncle, who is a coal miner in Cardiff, helps to find her a bachelor so that she can marry and remain in Canada. In November of 1933, she married Andrew Yakimik, a coal miner working in the Beverly Mines, and they are situated in a one-room shack on 59th Street and 122nd Avenue in North Edmonton, where they rented additional two lots from the city of Edmonton for $1 a year to have a garden. They built a barn, had a cow, chickens, and garden to live. In 1936, she gave birth to her son, Walter, on January the 12th. In 1939, she received her Canadian citizenship through her husband. She got a job at Swift's packing plant. Her daughter, Amelia, started school at 6.5 years. She knew no English, therefore had to bring her school book home, and it was important that every day after supper, her mother learned to read English as well. Julia was determined to learn the language and was very proud to be a Canadian. The land of freedom for women in particular. In 1944-45, she had an operation, and in order to pay the hospital bill, she grew potatoes and cabbages on the rented land, and her daughter and son would walk the approximate 40 city blocks pulling the veggies in a wagon to the hospital to pay the bills. 1949, abusive marriage. She discovered she could not get a divorce only upon committing adultery and would lose all rights and also the custody of her children. So she remained in the abusive relationship until her son was 13 years of age. She then hired a detective and gave evidence that she committed adultery and was very surprised that the court offered her one half of the sale of the house and her belongings as well. Julia worked at Burns Packing Plant during the war years, 6 days a week, but always found time on Sunday to take her son and daughter to Borden Park to swim and the zoo and the picnic. She watched us from the stands as we swam and said that someday she will also buy a swimsuit and swim. In the 1950s, her son and daughter both married, and she was, in her words, blessed to have eventually 8 grandchildren. She traveled, had many friends, very active in bowling, dancing, camping, cooking, and swimming. Let me just say, she was very upbeat and generous with her family. In 1970, she traveled back to the Ukraine to see her brother, and upon returning remarked that we were very, very lucky to be living in Canada, and that she was very proud to be a Canadian. In 1972, she retired from work and received her old age security. She continued to travel, cook specialty dishes for family, devoted to and enjoyed her family and friends. She was very active and also very positive. Her grandchildren found Baba to be a lot of fun. She loved fishing at Baptiste Lake. She was also very pleased to welcome 8 great-grandchildren into her life. In 1994, her health started to decline. She moved from Edmonton to son's home in Leduc, and then to her daughter's home at Baptiste Lake, and lastly to extended care in Athabasca, where she was known for her outspoken humors and a fun person. 1997, Julia celebrated her 90th birthday on March the 7th. And on March the 23rd, when her daughter became 65, her mother's comment was quite loud in the dining area of extended care. "Oi, I have to go because the government cannot afford to pay old age security to both of us." It brought lots of laughter to all. Exactly 1 month to the day, on April the 23rd, Julia passed away peacefully. Canada gave her freedom of choice, and her old age security was a Canadian blessing that gave her freedom to enjoy her elder years in her Canada.
Thank you, Minnie.